Amarian Hampton averaged a draftable starter's points per game as a rookie, and he did it for 9 games. The price pays for 17 of them. We're not going to pretend at half season tells us he's a star, and we're not going to pretend it tells us he isn't. The Muff 2026 preview on the cleanest leap of faith on the board. This season, what there was of it, 124 carries for 545 at 4.4 plus 32 catches on 35 targets, a real passing role for 156 total touches in 9 games, 15-1 a game, which slots him RB13 per game despite an RB35 total finish because he only played half a year, and the flashes were legit, not empty volume, plus 82 rushing yards over expected, 15th among qualified backs facing stacked boxes on a quarter of his carries. The signature week 4 at the Giants, a 54-yard touchdown through the right side, plus 4.7 expected points, part of a 27-point day. The talent is not in question. The arc is one partial season, so the entire bet is the projection, and here's the honest version. The price assumes the per-game rookie production scales to a full year 2 workload. We tested the rookie running back year 2 leap this spring across a decade, and the sample is too thin to license in either direction. We killed the pattern. So just like with Janty, the data is silent on the jump. What it's not silent on, nothing fades him. The touchdown share is clean. There's no age concern. The receiving role is real. The profile is a talented 3-down back with a tiny sample and no red flags.
Muffed!
The situation is the bull case, and it's a good one, per the reports. The Chargers project Hampton as the clear lead back ahead of the depth chart. The offensive line should be far healthier in 2026 after playing most of last year without either starting tackle. And a new run scheme play caller is reportedly building around him. A 1,000-yard season, if healthy, is the stated expectation. That's real, and it's why this is a watch list, not a fade. The honest caveat, if healthy is doing work, he already missed 8 games as a rookie, and a back whose case rests on a 9-game sample carries the durability question into the projection. The price, pick 15.5, RB10, verdict, watch list, and we mean it literally. The per game flashes are RB1 adjacent, the proof is half a season, the pattern that would settle it doesn't exist. Draft him at 15, knowing your edge is the situation, healthier line, lead role, run-friendly scheme, not a base rate. The counter, those situational arrows all point up, and if the sample was just availability, not talent, this price is a steal. Know which bet you're making. September watch, the workload share, if he's getting 20 touches a game, the projections confirming, and games played, the variable that defined his rookie year, your guys every week, next previews queued.